From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Zealand officials confirmed two people were killed when an earthquake hit 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch. The 7.8 magnitude quake caused damage to buildings more than 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. Here is New Zealand Prime Minister John Key.
We also know that New Zealand has responded absolutely as they should be in this instance. They didn't go down to the beach. They didn't go and ignore the warnings. They took the advice seriously. We now know that those around the country, that tsunami risk has been downgraded to coastal warnings, but we also urge people just to continue to be cautious.
The quake was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. The United States has agreed to take in refugees being held by Australia in Papua New Guinea. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Sunday the accord is a one-time agreement and will not be repeated. He said the priority is the resettlement of women, children, and families. A committee of Israeli government ministers approved a bill Sunday to legalize Jewish settlement outposts built on private Palestinian land. The measure must pass three separate readings in Parliament and get approval from the Supreme Court before it becomes law. It is aimed at stopping the Supreme Court-ordered evacuation of a West Bank settlement. Russian-leaning candidate Igor Dodon has declared victory over pro-European rival Maia Sandu in Moldova's presidential election. With many of the ballots counted, he says he has over 54% of the vote. Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov announced his resignation Sunday. Exit polls in that country's presidential runoff election show a Borisov nominee losing badly to a pro-Russia candidate. This is VOA News.